Page 7, Special Ballot Notes. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order, as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the November 4th, 2008 general election is as follows: N, X, Q, H, Y, S, G, K, I, A, E, M, B, O, R, W, D, Z, U, J, L, V, T, F, P, and C. Remember, all ballots will be mailed October 17th. Here is your sample ballot for November 4th, 2008 general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. We begin nationally with U.S. President, vote for one. For the Peace Party, Ralph Nader. Vice President, Matt Gonzalez. Pacific Green Party, Cynthia McKinney. Vice President, Rosa Clemente. Republican Party, John McCain. Vice President, Sarah Palin. Libertarian Party, Bob Barr. Vice President, Wayne A. Root. Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin. Vice President, Darnell L. Castle. And the Democrat Party, Barack Obama. Vice President, Joe Biden. And room to write in if other. For U.S. Senator, vote for one. Republican Party, Gordon H. Smith. Democrat Party, Jeff Merkley. Constitution Party, Dave Brownlow, and room to write in, if other. For U.S. Representative in Congress, 5th District, vote for one. Democrat, Kurt Schrader. Republican, Mike Erickson. Libertarian, Steve Milligan. Independent, Sean Bates. Constitution Party, Douglas Patterson. Pacific Green Party, Alex Polakoff. And room to write in, if other. The State of Oregon. Secretary of State, vote for one. Democrat, Kate Brown. Pacific Green Party, Seth Allen Woolley. Republican Party, Rick Dancer. And room to write in, if other. For State Treasurer, vote for one. Republican, Alan Alley. Constitution Party, Michael Marsh. Democrat, Ben Westland. Write in, if other. For Attorney General, vote for one. Democrat, John R. Kroger. Working Families Party, J. Ashley Albies. Pacific Green Party, Walter F. Brown. Constitution Party, James E. Leuenberger. And room to write in, if other. For State Senator, 9th District, vote for one. Republican, Fred Girard. Democrat, Bob McDonald. And room to write in, if other. State Senator, 12th District. Democrat, Kevin C. Nortness. Republican, Brian J. Boquist. State Senator, 30th District, vote for one. Republican, Ted Ferrioli. For State Representative, 17th District, vote for one. Republican, Sherry Springer. Democrat, Dan Thackeberry. And room to write in, if other. State Representative, 18th District, vote for one. Democrat, Jim Gilbert. Republican, Vic Gilliam. And room to write in, if other. State Representative, 19th District, Democrat, Hanton Day, or H.D. Day. Republican, Kevin Cameron. And room to write in, if other. State Representative, vote for one. In the 20th District, Republican, Vicky Berger. Democrat, Richard Riggs. And room to write in, if other. For State Representative, 21st District, vote for one. Democrat, Brian Clem. and room to write in if other. State Representative 22nd District, vote for one. The Democrat, Betty Kump. Republican, Tom M. Cherick, Jr., and room to write in if other. State Representative 23rd District, vote for one. Democrat, Jason Brown. Republican, Jim Thompson, and room to write in if other. State Representative 25th District, vote for one. Republican, Kim Thatcher, or write in if other. State Representative, vote for one. The 59th District, Republican John E. Huffman, the Democrat Mike Ahern, and room to write in if other. Marion County Commissioner, Position 3, vote for one. Republican Sam Brentano, and room to write in if other. Nonpartisan State of Oregon. Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries, vote for one. Pavel Goberman, Brad Avakian, or Mark Willizico, or to write in if other. For Judge of the Supreme Court, Position 7, vote for one. The incumbent, Martha L. Walters, and room to write in if other. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 4, vote for one. The incumbent, Timothy J. Sircombe, and room to write in if other. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 2, vote for 1. Incumbent, Tracy A. Prawl, and room to write in if other. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 9, vote for 1. Incumbent, Lynn Ashcroft, and room to write in if other. Marion County Sheriff, vote for 1. Russ Isham, and room to write in if other. Marion County Clerk, vote for one, Bill Burgess, or Randy Frank, and room to write in, if other. The City of Almsville, Mayor, vote for one, Jill Bird, or Harold L. White, or room to write in, if other. The City of Almsville, Counselor, vote for three, Greg Mozillo, Gary T. Dahl, Kenneth Phipps, Nico Ceceres, and three spaces to write in, if other. City of Aurora, Mayor, vote for one, John F. Stewart, James F. Myro, and room to write in, if other. City of Aurora, Counselor, vote for two, Terry Roberts, Gregory M. Taylor, or two spaces to write in, if other. City of Detroit, vote for four. Position of Counselor, Margaret Scott, James P. Bradley, Domenica Prothro, or Patrick J. Carty, or four spaces to write in, if other. The City of Donald, Mayor, vote for one, Todd A. Deaton, or write in if other. City of Donald, Counselor, vote for three, William W. Mikowski, June M. McConkie, Jan M. Olson, or Kurt W. Ream, or three spaces available to write in if other. Page 8. The City of Gates, Mayor, vote for one, Mike Higgs, or write in if other. The City of Gates, Counselor, no candidate filed. The City of Jervis, Mayor, Shanti M. Platt, or write in if other. City of Jervis, Counselor, vote for three, Daryl Stuman, Michael Gregory, Pamela J. Millam, or three spaces to write in, if other. The City of Hubbard, Mayor, vote for one, Jim Yonnelly, or Thomas McCain, or write in, if other. City of Hubbard, Counselor, vote for two, Matt Kennedy, Tom Wilson, or two spaces available to write in, if other. The City of Idana, Counselor, vote for 3, Albert Adams, Karen Clark, or 3 spaces available to write in if other. The City of Jefferson, Mayor, vote for 1, Jim Stout, Michael D. Myers, or write in if other. City of Jefferson, Councilor, vote for 3, Tim Groom, Rebecca Berry Wolfer, Bob Ovendale, Charles R. Rushing, Helen Tate, Edna Campau, or room to write in 3 different spaces if other candidates. The City of Kaiser, Mayor, vote for 1, Lore D. Christopher, or write in if other. City of Kaiser, Councilor, position 1, vote for 1, David McCain, or room to write in. Councilor position 2, City of Kaiser, vote for 1, Brandon Smith or Martin Mattiskanen, or room to write in if other. City of Kaiser, Councilor position 3, vote for 1, Mark W. Kalier, or write in if other. City of Mail City, Mayor, vote for 1, Roel Lundquist, or room to write in. City of Mill City Councilor, vote for 3, James A. Hansen, Ann E. Holliday, or Michael R. Medley, or 3 spaces to write in if you choose. City of Mount Angel, Mayor, vote for 1, Rick Scheidler, or room to write in. City of Mount Angel Councilor, vote for 3, Kelly Grassman, James Cossell, Darren J. Beyer, or Andrew Ott or Otti, or there's room, 3 spaces, room to write in, if other. City of St. Paul Mayor, vote for 1, Kathy R. Connor, or room to write in. City of St. Paul Councilman, vote for 2, no candidates filed. City of Salem Mayor, vote for 1, Janet Taylor, or room to write in. City of Salem Councilor, Ward 1, vote for 1, Chuck Bennett, or room to write in, if other. City of Salem Councilor, Ward 3, vote for 1, Brad A. Nanke, or room to write in, if you choose. City of Salem Councilor, Ward 5, vote for 1, Diana Dickey, or room to write in. City of Salem Councilor, Ward 7, vote for 1, Bob Cannon, or room to write in. City of Scotts Mills, Mayor, no candidate filed. City of Scotts Mills, Councilpersons, no candidates filed. City of Silverton, Mayor, vote for 1, Ken Hector, Jim Squires, Stu Rasmussen, or room to write in, if other. City of Silverton, Councilor, vote for 3, Deborah Heron, Sherry Hoefel, R. Walker Yeats, Judy Schmidt, Ron Butcher, Kyle B. Palmer, or 3 spaces available to write in if other. City of Staten, Mayor, vote for 1, Gary Aboud, Jack Fisk, or room to write in. City of Staten, Councilor, vote for 3, James Loftus, Scott Vigil, or room to write in 3 different candidates if other. City of Sublimity, Mayor, vote for 1, Eugene C. Ditter, or room to write in. City of Sublimity, Councilor, vote for 2, Van Schoenborn, Brian Kaufman, or 2 spaces available to write in. City of Turner, Mayor, vote for 1, Jess Hansen, Carly Strauss, David Goolidge, or room to write in. City of Turner, Councilor, vote for 3, Glenn L. Milo, Mary Lou Moore, Paul Thomas, or 3 spaces to write in. City of Woodburn, Mayor, vote for 1, Cliff Zahner, or Catherine Keller Figley, or room to write in a candidate if other. City of Woodburn, Councilor, Ward 1, vote for 1, Walter B. Nichols, David A. Vansell, or Dick Pugh, or room to write in. City of Woodburn, Councilor, Ward 2, vote for 1, J.M. Schmidt or Richard Bajelin or room to write in. City of Woodburn Councillor Ward 6, vote for 1. Elida Cifuentes or Kristen O'Berkey or room to write in. Marion Soil and Water Conservation District, Zone 1, vote for 1. Douglas A. Kramer or room to write in. Zone 4, vote for 1. Jane Miller or Tim Beilenberg or write in if you choose. Candidate at large, number 1, for the Marion County and Water Conservation District, Emily A. Ackland or room to vote for 1. And candidate at large, vote for 1, Brian C. McKinley or room to write in. Page 9, the measures. See the state vote pamphlet for full ballot title text of measures 54 through 56. The full ballot title text of local measures are located on pages 32 through 95 in this guide. State measures, number 54, amends constitution, standardizes voting eligibility for school board elections with other state and local elections. The result of a yes vote deletes unenforceable provisions relating to voter eligibility. Deletion would have no substantive effect. The result of a no vote retains unenforceable provisions that require citizens to be 21 years of age to vote in school board elections. State Measure 55, amends constitution, changes operative date of redistricting plans, allows affected legislators to finish term in original district. The result of a yes vote changes date when new redistricting plans become law, which allows affected state representatives and senators to represent their districts for a full term. The result of a no vote retains current law permitting state legislator to be reassigned to another district when redistricting plans results in multiple legislators living in one district. State Measure 56, amends Constitution, provides that May and November property tax elections are decided by majority of voters voting. The result of a yes vote provides that the majority of voters voting in May and November elections may pass local property tax measure to fund schools, police, and local services. The result of a no vote retains current law where non-votes have effect of no vote in certain local elections where less than 50% of voters participate. State Measure 57, increases sentences for drug trafficking, theft against elderly, and specified repeat property and identity theft crimes, requires addiction treatment for certain offenders. The result of a yes vote increases sentences for drug trafficking, methamphetamine, heroin, ecstasy, cocaine, theft against elderly and specified repeat property and identity theft crimes, requires addiction treatment for certain offenders, establishes this measure as alternative to other specified measures on the ballot to impose minimum sentences for listed crimes. The result of a no vote retains current laws which provide lesser sentences for specified crimes and do not require treatment for addicted offenders. State Measure 58 prohibits teaching public school student in language other than English for more than 2 years. The result of a yes vote prohibits teaching public school student in language other than English for more than 2 years, the exception for teaching foreign language to English speakers. The result of a no vote retains requiring English courses for students unable to profit from classes taught in English, permitting multiple language instruction to assist transition to English. State Measure 59 creates an unlimited deduction for federal income taxes on individual taxpayers' Oregon income tax returns. The result of a yes vote creates an unlimited deduction for federal income taxes on Oregon income tax returns filed by individual taxpayers, reduces revenue available for state expenditures. The result of a no vote retains current law, which allows limited deduction for federal income taxes on individual taxpayers. Oregon income tax returns limit generally $5,500. State Measure 60, Teacher Classroom Performance, Not Seniority, determines pay raises. Most qualified teachers retained regardless of seniority. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote makes teacher pay raises dependent on classroom performance without regard to seniority, specific subject training, teaching performance determine retention if layoffs occur. Result of a no vote. A no vote retains current laws allowing local school boards to pay and retain teachers by qualifications, including teaching competence, experience, additional educational attainments, licensure, and seniority. 61. State Measure 61 creates mandatory minimum prison sentences for certain theft, identity theft, forgery, drug, and burglary crimes. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote creates mandatory minimum prison sentences for certain crimes, including burglary, forgery, theft, manufacture and delivery of methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, or methamphetamine under specified circumstances. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains current law, which does not require the persons convicted of the crimes specified in the measure serve mandatory minimum prison sentences. State Measure 62 amends Constitution, allocates 15% of lottery proceeds to Public Safety Fund for crime prevention, investigation, and prosecution. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote amends Constitution to allocate 15% of lottery proceeds to Public Safety Fund, reduces percentage of funds available for other lottery-funded programs. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains current list of authorized purposes for spending lottery proceeds, rejects amending the Constitution to allocate specific percentage of proceeds for public safety. State Measure 63 exempts specified property owners from building permit requirements for improvements valued at or under $35,000. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote exempts farm and residential real property owners from applicable state and local building permit requirements for improvements valued at $35,000 or less. The result of a no vote. A no vote requires farm and residential real property owners to comply with applicable state and local building permit requirements for improvement valued at or under $35,000. State Measure 64 penalizes person, entity for using funds collected with public resource defined for political purpose defined. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote prohibits persons, entities from using money for political purpose defined if collected with public resource defined, commingled with each with such money mandates penalties. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains the current law, which does not restrict a person or entity's use of money collected with public resources or commingling such money with political funds. State Measure 65 changes general election nomination processes for major and minor parties, independent candidates for most partisan offices. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote changes general election nomination processes for most partisan offices. All candidates run in single primary. Top two primary candidates compete in general election. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains the current party primary election system, retains procedures for the nomination of minor political party and independent candidates to the general election. Local measures. Salem Area Mass Transit District, referred to the people by the District Board. Measure 24-247, 5-year local option tax to sustain and enhance bus service. Question, shall Salem Kaiser Transit, or Chariots, levy a 5-year tax of 49 cents per $1,000 beginning in 2009 and 10 to, sus- to sustain and enhance Chariot's service. This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council, Measure 24-248, City of Salem, Streets and Bridges General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the city be authorized to issue up to $99,800,000 in general obligation bonds for priority street and bridge improvements? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Salem-Keizer School District Number 24J, referred to the people by the District Board. Measure Number 24-249, Salem-Keizer Schools Bond to Renovate, Upgrade, and Construct Schools. Question, shall district renovate, update, increase safety in existing schools, construct schools, issue general obligation bonds of $242.1 million with oversight? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. St. Paul Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the District Board. Local Measure 24-250, St. Paul Rural Fire Protection District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall St. Paul Rural Fire Protection District be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $290,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. City of Detroit, referred to the people by the City Council, Measure Number 24-251, 5-year local option tax for general operations. Question, shall the district impose $1.81.02 per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2009 and 2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council, Measure 24-252, a measure proposing the annexation of 1.52 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 3070 Hollywood Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-253, a measure proposing annexation of 1.19 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 802 Lancaster Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-254. This measure proposing annexation of 0.72 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5192 Kale Street Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-255. Measure proposing annexation of 8.24 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located west of Corden Road Northeast, 4500 block, be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-256. Measure proposing annexation of 1.5 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5122 Hayesville Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-257. Measure proposing annexation of 2.7 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5012 Hayesville Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-258. Measure proposing annexation of 0.22 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5041 Hayesville Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-259, measure proposing annexation of 6.34 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5002 through 5072 Hayesville Drive Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-260, measure proposing annexation of 0.24 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at Lot 3, Block 3, Chattanooga Heights, 3100 block of Glen Creek Road Northwest, be annexed. City of Salem, Measure 24-261. Measure proposing annexation of 13.95 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located east of 34th Avenue Northwest and north of 32nd Avenue Northwest be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-262. Measure proposing annexation of 1.50 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 2090 Landegard Drive Northwest be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-263. Measure proposing annexation of 9.35 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 2230 Doakes Ferry Road Northwest be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-264. Measure proposing annexation of 0.21 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 2300 Michigan City Lane Northwest be annexed? Page 10. The full ballot title text of local measures are located on pages 32 through 95 in this guide. Continuing with the measures for the City of Salem, 24-265, measure proposing annexation of 2.5 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 3431 and 3461 Wallace Road Northwest and 2370 Michigan City Lane Northwest be annexed? Measure 24-266, measure proposing annexation of 15.21 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 2300, 2345, 2360, and 2390 Brush College Road Northwest be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-267. Measure proposing annexation of 9.97 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 1805 through 2005 Landegard Drive Northwest be annexed? Measure 24-268. Measure proposing annexation of 3.72 acres of territory into Salem. Should the territory located at the northeast intersection of Doakes Ferry Road Northwest and Orchard Heights Road Northwest be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-269, a measure proposing annexation of 2.91 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 3960 Boone Road Southeast be annexed? Measure 24-270, measure proposing annexation of 0.58 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 3545 Thorndale Road Northeast be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-271, measure proposing annexation of 0.62 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 3650, 3660, and 3690 State Street be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-272, measure proposing annexation of 3.65 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 1976 Davis Road South be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-273, measure proposing annexation of 0.39 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 5400 block of Skyline Road South be annexed? Measure 24-274, a measure proposing annexation of 3.59 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located in the 2100 block of Davis Road South be annexed? Measure 24-275, measure proposing annexation of 0.57 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 6012 Liberty Road South be annexed? City of Salem, Measure 24-276, a measure proposing annexation of 2 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 2602 and 2612 Gooden Place South be annexed? And Measure 24-277, measure proposing annexation of 22.98 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 182 through 261 Lynn Haven Drive Southeast and 420 Turtle Bay Court Southeast be annexed? North Marion School District Number 15, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-278, bonds to upgrade school facilities, construct additional secondary elementary classrooms. Question, shall North Marion School District upgrade facilities, construct additional elementary and secondary classrooms by issuing $21 million general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-279, five-year local option levy for officer and firefighter salaries. Question, shall the district impose a .454 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years for officer and firefighter salaries beginning 2009-2010. This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Kaiser Fire District, referred to the people by the district board, measure 24-280, renewal of 5-year operations local option tax. Question, shall Kaiser Fire District renew a 35 cent per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years of operations beginning 2009-2010. This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Marion County Fire District Number 1, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-281. Marion County Fire District Number 1, general obligation bond authorization. Question, shall Marion County Fire District Number 1 be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $10 million. If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. North Santa Yam School District Number 29J, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-282, North Santa Yam School District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the North Santa Yam School District issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $44,900,000 to expand and improve school facilities? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-283, five-year local option tax for operations. Question, shall the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District impose a local option tax of 75 cents per $1,000 for 5 years beginning in 2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The City of St. Paul, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure 24-284, three-year local option tax for city operations. Question, shall the city renew $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value each year for 3 years of operations beginning in 2009 and 2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The City of Mount Angel, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure 24-285, annexation of 35.32 acres into the Mount Angel city limits. Question, shall 35.32 acres located north of Industrial Way and west of Wilco Highway, Highway 214, be annexed into the city of Mount Angel? Santa Yam Canyon School District Number 129J, referred to the people by the district board. Measure number 22-80, Santa Yam Canyon School District Number 129J, general obligation bond authorization. Question, shall Santa Yam Canyon School District Number 129J be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $14,500,000. If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Central School District Number 13J, referred to the people by the District Board. Measure 27-90, bonds to reconstruct, enlarge Central High School, upgrade other facilities. Question, shall Central School District 13J reconstruct, expand high school, upgrade other school facilities by issuing $47,300,000 general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Here's a reminder on page 10. Candidate statements are printed in alphabetical order within the contests. Not all candidates submitted a paid statement to be included in the voter pamphlet.